This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama goes to Mexico and Costa Rica this week. He should be talking about ending the destructive American-led war on drugs, but neither he nor Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto seem eager to make strides. Juan Carlos Hidalgo, Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
President Obama, in a press conference recently, stated that a lot of the discussion during his trip to Mexico is going to focus on economics. And certainly that's been the narrative that the new president in Mexico has tried to advance since he came to power in December 1st. He has engaged in a very radical reformist agenda, trying to open up Mexico's monopolies on telecommunications, television, energy, and education. And certainly, President Obama wants to move away from the discussion on security. He has downplayed the problem of drug trafficking in Mexico since the beginning. Let's remember that not once has he mentioned drug violence in Mexico in any of his State of the Union addresses since he came to power. So a lot of the discussion is going to focus on the economy, and that's going to be the case, too, in Central America. In Central America, the host, President Laura Chinchilla of Costa Rica, has also stated that she wants to move away from the issue of narco trafficking and discuss energy and discuss economic development issues. So I think that that's a mistake. You cannot ignore the elephant in the room, which is violence in the region. Four of the seven most dangerous countries in the world are in Central America. Mexico's murder rate has skyrocketed due to drug violence in recent years. So I think it's a big mistake, both from President Obama and from the presidents of Mexico and Central America, to move away from the issue of violence from drug trafficking.
Now, immigration was an area of agreement between President George W. Bush and President Vicente Fox years ago, which was, of course, famously derailed. Is that on the agenda? And what should be the U.S., what should the United States of Mexico be looking for?
I think there's a point of coincidence now that it seems that there is momentum here in Washington to pass immigration reform, even though the details of the proposal so far introduced in the Senate are still not comprehensive enough. But certainly, I think that the president of Mexico and the Central American presidents will welcome the administration's support for immigration reform. And I think that that's going to be one of the positive sides of the discussions that are going to be held both in Mexico City and in San Jose.
Some new data indicates that the murder rate in Mexico is actually down. And I'm sure President Nieto is pleased about that, not just because of the human toll of what's going on there, but also because it allows him to focus more directly on his agenda of opening up the economy in Mexico. But President Obama doesn't seem like he should really want to focus on that either. As you mentioned, he's never mentioned it in any State of the Union address. It was never a part of the debate in the United States, the foreign policy debate between Mitt Romney and President Obama. No mention of Mexico whatsoever.
No mention whatsoever. And yes, even though the murder rate has dropped from approximately 24 murders per 100,000 inhabitants in 2011 to approximately 18 murders per 100,000 inhabitants in 2013 and 2012, that's still pretty high. Let's remember that Mexico's murder rate had been falling since the 1990s, and it reached a low point in 2007 when it was like approximately 7 murders per 100,000 inhabitants. So, yes, even though there is a small decline in the last year, thousands of Mexicans are being killed every year because of drug-related violence. Just in the first 4 months of this year, 4,200 Mexicans were killed by organized crime. So, yes, President Enrique Peña Nieto is trying to move away the narrative from the war on cartels that beset the government of Felipe Calderón, his predecessor. He wants to focus on economic reform. So far, he's doing great moves in that front. But you cannot ignore the problem of violence in Mexico. And President Obama has done so since he came to power. He hasn't mentioned it in any of the State of the Union addresses, nor in the presidential campaign. And he has already stated that even though they're going to discuss security issues, what is going to predominate in the discussions with Enrique Peña Nieto is going to be economics. It's going to be economic reform, and it's going to be energy independence issues and immigration. So I think that's unfortunate, given the mayhem that not only Mexico but Central American countries are facing because of Washington's war on drugs.
The party of the president of Mexico right now, PRI, has a sort of checkered history with respect to organized crime. And should that lead him necessarily to sort of downplay drug violence, or should he be fighting it more vigorously if he's a purely tactical politician?
Indeed, the history of the PRI is tainted with drug trafficking. During his 70-year rule of Mexico that ended in 2000, the most benign version is that the PRI looked the other way while drug trafficking started to take hold in Mexico. And probably the most realistic view is that the PRI was actively engaged in aiding drug cartels back in the 1980s and 1990s. So President Enrique Peña Nieto has to deal with that reputation. I know that when he came to power, many people in Washington were skeptical about his compromise to fighting cartels. I don't know how much has changed from the previous administration of Felipe Calderón, since we see that violence continues unabated. And certainly President Obama and his commitment to continue the war on drugs, he will look some sort of commitment from Peña Nieto that things won't change and that Mexico will be as committed to fighting the cartels as it was under Felipe Calderón.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.